Bed Sharing Concerto in Monster Fucking Number 1. Written by Let Me Tell You About My Feels. Narrated by Rhea314. Fandom 911, pairing Evan Buck Buckley, Eddie Diaz. Rating explicit, no archive warnings apply. Buck is acting weird. Eddie knows it hasn't exactly been the best day for either of them. Buck's luggage got lost. It's been found by the airline, but now won't get to them until tomorrow morning. Their first flight was delayed, so they missed their connecting flight and had to get a new one. And now the hotel's had a mix-up and lost Eddie's reservation, so he's sharing his room with Buck. But that would lead to Buck being tired or cranky. It wouldn't lead to whatever this is. Buck won't even look him in the eye as they move around the hotel room, sorting out their stuff. Here, Eddie tosses Buck a spare shirt and boxers. You're not sleeping in your jeans. He has no word for the expression that crosses Buck's face, especially since Buck blurts out a thanks and then scuttles into the bathroom before Eddie can get a good look at it. Yeah, the guy's being weird. Eddie, personally, would also like to be weird. He's about to share a bed in a very nice hotel room with the man he's been consciously in love with for a year and unconsciously in love with for far longer than that. He has no clue when he started to fall in love with Buck, but he knows it was a long, long time before the bullet ripped through him and he realized all he wanted to do was grab Buck's hand. But he's an adult. So he's shoving down the panic attack, and he's going to climb into bed and share it with Buck just fine, just like he did in quarantine. And he's going to ignore the voice in the back of his mind that points out that in quarantine, he didn't realize how he felt, so it was easy to not think about how much he liked waking up to Buck drooling on his chest. When Buck emerges, Eddie is snuggled in bed, plenty of space between them. Buck climbs in, still avoiding Eddie's gaze. Now that Eddie gets a better look, Buck is... Huh. He's looking a little pale, a bit disheveled, but in a concerning way, not a cute way. There are smudges under his eyes. Well, hopefully a good night's sleep on this fan-fucking-tastic mattress will do the trick, and if it doesn't, Eddie will bring it up in the morning. Hopefully before Hen inevitably wakes them up to demand they help her with some wedding preparation or other. She's taking her role as best woman very seriously. Eddie closes his eyes, forces his breathing to get deep and even. He fell asleep in a damn war zone. He can fall asleep next to his best friend, with whom he's secretly in love. And then he wakes up to Buck whimpering. Eddie jolts awake instantly, on full alert. Buck's curled in a miserable ball, wide awake, shivering and sweating. Fuck. Buck, hey, hey. He presses the back of his hand to Buck's forehead. He's not burning up, okay, not a fever. Buck stares up at him, and something in his eyes sharpens. His eyes are very, very blue. Too blue, something in the back of Eddie's mind whispers. What's wrong? Buck shakes his head. I can't. You look like you're about to throw up. Buck shakes his head. Not sorry, it's just withdrawal. I got through it before. Just gotta write it out. Withdrawal? Buck doesn't take any drugs or medications. Buck groans. Please, just go. Fuck, this timing couldn't be fucking worse. Go? Fuck if he's going anywhere. Buck, I'm not leaving you. You don't get it. Buck snaps, sitting up. And did his eyes always glow like this? Did his skin always get this oddly flushed red when he was upset? Eddie, you need to go. You can't see me like this. Like what? Eddie snaps, starting to feel pretty damn impatient himself. I'm not... Buck looks away, and oh shit, he looks like he might cry. I'm not what you think I am. That makes no sense. What are you then? Buck sighs, and as he exhales, his flush deepens. It gets redder. His eyes glow brighter, the whites and pupils vanishing and the irises taking over. His canines get sharper, and a tail swishes back and forth over the edge of the bed. Two gold-tipped vertical horns curl up from his temples, and his tongue, when it darts out nervously, is forked. Eddie blinks a few times.
I think I'm hallucinating.
Well, that's a better response than screaming, Buck notes bitterly, as if to himself. Eddie squints at him.
You're... what are you?
Oh. Buck's eyelids flutter as Eddie reaches out and strokes one of his horns to make sure they're real.
Oh God, Eddie, you gotta stop, 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 stop.
Eddie stops at once, pulls back.
Sorry, I didn't mean to hurt you.
Buck whimpers again and takes a deep, shuddering breath.
It didn't hurt.
He can't mean what Eddie thinks he means, can he?
You said you're a succubus.
Yes. Buck sounds extremely irritated about this fact.
Long story short, I feed off other people's orgasms, okay? So I need sex to live, which is fine, usually.
Buck and Taylor broke up a month ago.
You went 2 whole years without sex before her,
Eddie points out, feeling rather dumb and not sure why.
I can feed off other strong emotions if I have to,
Buck mumbles. His cheeks go a dark, sooty purple color, and Eddie realizes he's blushing.
And I ordered some injections off the black market, but I can't take them until I finish this part.
Withdrawal.
Yeah.
And you're okay with this other stuff? Buck shrugs.
I mean, it's not fun, but I'll survive.
Why the hell didn't you just hook up with people? The guy could have anyone he wanted with a snap of his fingers. Surely it wouldn't have been difficult.
And miss out on time with you and Chris?
Buck snorts as if it's a ridiculous concept.
I didn't want to be that guy anymore. And meaningless sex doesn't taste as good as sex with someone who cares about you. After Abby, hell, even Allie, I knew just some hookup wouldn't fill me up as well, so why bother? I'd rather,
Buck squeezes his eyes shut.
Don't be angry, okay, but I'd rather feed off you and Chris being happy than feed off some random person's orgasm.
Does that make sense?
You fed off our happiness.
I mean, you probably didn't notice. It won't drain you, really. Not like an orgasm to me would. It's kind of like drinking one of those things they give you in a hospital when you can't eat solid food, as opposed to having a steak.
I'm not mad at you, Eddie points out. So, you need sex to live, and you're going through withdrawal.
Buck nods.
So when I...
He strokes a finger down Buck's horn again. Buck's face goes slack, and he whines and shudders. Fuck, 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 fuck. Eddie is dangerously turned on right now.
Yeah.
Buck looks ashamed.
Yeah, we're sensitive there. You need to go, Eddie. You really need to go.
Why? Unless he withdraws his hand.
I'm sorry. I know I'm not what... yeah.
Buck focuses his eyes again.
What are you saying?
I'm saying... Here we go. He always knew he'd have to confess to Buck eventually. He just didn't think it would be like this, while he was rock hard underneath the blankets.
I know I'm not who you want, and I'm sorry I can't be that for you. So I'll go. Buck's hand snakes out so fast and snatches Eddie's wrist that Eddie's sure the speed was superhuman. No, I don't want... Of course I want you, Eddie. Christ, I want you so bad it hurts.
Then why are you telling me to leave?
Because you don't want me. Buck sounds desperate. I can't... Don't do this out of... I don't know, obligation, or just don't.
You think I don't want you?
That's the most ridiculous thing Eddie's ever heard.
You...
He was going to say, you idiot, but he decides halfway through the sentence that it's easier for everyone if he kisses Buck instead. So he does. Buck inhales sharply. Slightly too sharp nails digging into Eddie's shoulders.
You fuck. You're a goddamn lust demon. You can't smell it on me?
Eddie bites at the bolt of Buck's jaw, and Buck moans. He claws at Eddie's back, and Eddie hears the telltale rip of fabric. He grinds his cock against Buck in response, and Buck lets out a noise like he's dying. And the next thing Eddie knows, he's flat on his back while Buck squirms on top of him, rutting against him, nuzzling desperately at Eddie's throat.
Please.
Buck sounds starving.
Please, Eddie, please, please, please.
He's always been a sucker. Come here, I got you. He wraps an arm around Buck's waist and guides them into an actual rhythm, grinding against each other and, oh fuck, he hasn't had so much as a proper makeout session in years. His eyes are practically rolling into the back of his head. Buck shudders and moans.
Oh, God, yes.
Buck's feeling it, Eddie realizes. He's feeling Eddie's pleasure.
Jesus Christ, that's hot.
And a hell of a feedback loop. He reaches up with one hand and strokes Buck's horns again, and Buck goes insane. He thrusts hard and wild against Eddie, and Eddie might actually fucking pass out, not that he's complaining.
Eddie, oh my god, don't stop. Oh fuck. God, don't stop. Oh fuck, I'm fuck.
Buck sounds so fucking good like this, begging and just about incoherent. Eddie rubs the tip of the horn, and Buck goes stiff and shuddering, and Eddie doesn't stop, can't, as Buck shudders over and over like he's caught in a trap, and then comes all over their stomachs. That was the hottest thing he's seen in his entire fucking life, holy shit. Buck kisses him savagely, his hand reaching between them, and Eddie arches up as his cock is pulled out and stroked. Buck works him like he knows how. And maybe he does, his grip firm without being too tight, his thumb rubbing at the slit, and Eddie kisses him with everything he's got and comes so hard he sees stars. He feels it, too, a sense of being drained, of something being siphoned away. He's feeling so fucking good from the orgasm that he wouldn't have noticed it if he wasn't paying attention for it. But he does. And then Buck gives the most beautiful sigh of contentment, and Eddie knows he was right.
Fuck, you taste so good.
Buck sounds like he can't fucking get enough. And Eddie can't lie, it's pretty damn flattering.
So fucking good. I knew you would. I knew you'd taste the best. Fuck.
Well, of course he does. Buck said it tasted better when the person cared about him. Nobody cares about Buck more than Eddie. Nobody loves Buck like Eddie does, and has, and always will. He slowly blinks his vision back into focus and is gifted with Buck, eyelashes fluttering, a half smile on his lips, looking like he's being bathed in pleasure. It's beautiful, honestly. Eddie rubs at the base of Buck's horns.
So, horns, huh? That gonna make you come every time?
Not every time. Buck pushes up into the touch. Eddie, if you don't stop, I'm gonna... Oh.
You said you were going through withdrawal. It's been a month. You need more than just one to get you back to full strength, right?
You're human. I can't ask that of you.
Buck presses up into Eddie's touch like a cat, arches his back, rubbing himself against Eddie like he wants nothing more in the world than to keep being rubbed and petted.
Somehow I think I'll survive.
Buck bites his lip and looks at him through his lashes.
If you really want, I have a thing? Kind of like, I mean, you could call it venom, but I don't use it, but I could on you if you wanted. It would make you, it's an aphrodisiac, basically.
That probably should not turn him on so much, but Jesus Christ, yeah, that's really turning him on.
Will it hurt me?
No! Buck looks alarmed. No, it'll make you, you know, need to come more than once to calm down?
Then fine by me.
He pulls Buck to him, wrapping his arms around him.
I'm serious, Buck. You need this.
Buck gets that smudged soot blush again and looks away.
What about what you need?
He mumbles. The guy got an orgasm out of him and he hasn't figured it out?
You.
Buck nearly whacks him with his horns as his head whips up, his eyes wide.
What? Come on, you can feed off emotions. What are you feeling right now, huh?
He should feel scared. He should feel terrified, but he can't. It's Buck. He told Buck he loved him when he gave him his son. He's been waiting for a chance to say it in other ways ever since. This is the step he was always destined to take. Buck presses their foreheads together and lets out a shuddering breath.
Eddie.
He holds him tighter, and Buck makes a noise that Eddie can only describe as relief. And then they're kissing again, a bit more softly this time, a bit deeper.
It'll taste sweet, Buck promises in a whisper,
and Eddie feels something prick at his lower lip, and then it tastes like a flood of... Is that caramel? He swallows, savors it, like he savors Buck's tongue in his mouth, and then... Oh, fuck. It hits his stomach and spreads through him, through his entire body. Heat. Desperate, building heat.
Oh my god.
Buck sounds drunk.
I can taste. I can smell. Oh god, okay. Yes, yes, yes. Fuck me, fuck me, fuck me. Come on.
Eddie's kind of glad Buck's taking the reins here, because he's so turned on, he can only kiss Buck frantically and murmur encouragement as Buck wraps his hand around the base of Eddie's cock and guides him to...
Oh, fuck, fuck, fuck. How are you?
He manages to slur out as he sinks into Buck. Or maybe Buck sinks onto him, he's not sure. And his world narrows down to hot, tight, more.
I told you I'm a succubus.
Buck gives him an absolutely wicked, devilish grin, and then kisses Eddie with all the softness in the world.
I'm made for this.
Then he starts moving. Eddie grabs onto Buck's horns tightly for balance, and Buck howls, a sound that is 100% not human, and Eddie loses a bit of his understanding of space and time at that point. It's wild and a bit rough, the two of them thrusting into each other, Buck's hands everywhere, his mouth on Eddie's throat, his jaw, his lips, his body taking Eddie into him again and again and again. He comes, oh god, how could he not come, and Buck makes a triumphant growl in Eddie's ear.
Yeah, 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 oh god, you taste so good, you taste so good. Eddie, never gonna feed off anyone else again. Yeah, yeah, you taste so fucking good. Fuck! Eddie just has to kiss him for that. He's still kissing him when Buck writhes on his cock and comes, drunk on Eddie's orgasm. He's still on fire. He needs more. And he drags his hands over Buck's ass, back, shoulders, everywhere he can reach. He can't get enough. Oh, God. I'm gonna be so full tomorrow. Maddie's gonna laugh. Buck clenches around him, and Eddie growls, a noise he wasn't previously aware he could make. He flips Buck over now, so he's the one on his back, and grabs Buck's horns again to hold him in place. Buck whimpers and wraps his legs around Eddie's waist. Fuck yes. You sure you're good? Eddie is the one with an aphrodisiac pumping fire through his veins after all, keeping his cock hard and aching even after his orgasm. Buck winks at him. Told you, I'm made for this. He slides his hands up Eddie's thighs. Now fuck me. Oh, Eddie does. He fucks him right through the damn mattress, and he's not sure what's better, his own orgasm with his hips flush to Buck's ass, or the way Buck squirms underneath him, whimpering with oversensitivity. It's all a bit of a blur after that, because while he's still getting his breath back, Buck slips off him and then crawls down the bed, licking at Eddie's cock with that long, twisting tongue, wrapping it around and around, and stroking until by the time Buck wraps his lips around the head, Eddie comes just about instantly, his vision going white. The bed is absolutely destroyed by the time they're through. Eddie is going to need to leave an apology letter for housekeeping. Buck drapes himself on top of him, nuzzling into Eddie's neck. You taste like sunshine, he slurs. He sounds like he does when he gets wine drunk, all happy and handsy. It's adorable. Like syrup on pancakes. I'm the pancake. He looks so much better. No smudges under his eyes, no tired look to him. He looks like a well-fed cat. Eddie strokes gently through Buck's hair. Don't starve yourself. I'm always here. Buck presses against him, like he's trying somehow to get even closer. I know. They fall asleep like that, and the morning is a rush to get ready for the rehearsal, so he's unprepared as he heads towards Chim and Albert at the altar, Buck in tow, for Albert to go bug-eyed and Chim to yelp, Did you get attacked by an octopus? Eddie's the only one who sees, but Buck's blush is definitely purple. The end. If you've enjoyed this story, please leave feedback to the author. You can do that at a link to the text through this Podfix post. Thank you for listening.